Tauranga co-chairs the Endangered Species Trust of New Zealand. They've recently had their big national hui. It was held down in Kirikiriroa, wrapping up this week. Thanks for joining us on the program, Chief. It's always neat to have a cordial with your tea. Thank you. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, Dale. Mihi atu kā koe hea te rangatira. Always a privilege and a pleasure to speak to you, Dale. And yes, what a fantastic conference the last couple of days that we've had in Kirikiriroa, Tangaro Tui Aotearoa, or the Endangered Species Foundation. Yesterday we had a key speaker, Mike Smith, who received a standing ovation, Dale, from everybody, over 250 people there, and mate, his kōrero was absolutely amazing, and the quality of our speakers that we had right across the 2 days, from the far north all the way down to Gore and Dunedin, and Gore and Central Otago, mate, it was absolutely amazing. So, absolutely fantastic. But more importantly, Dale, the number of our rangatahi that are now involved in our te taiao and our projects was just unbelievable. I've been to a lot of conferences, I've spoken at a lot of conferences, but this was the best conference that I've been a part of. And actually, it was so inspiring, so motivating that everyone left with some key takeaways, Dale. And the main thing around that is action. What are the actions that we're going to... Because you know, Dale, you go to a lot of conferences, people do a lot of talk, there's a lot of hui, but nothing actually happens. So out of the last couple of days, there's been some awesome action plans put in place to actually whakamana and enable all our people from right across the motu in the projects that they are delivering at a mana whenua level, at a hapu level, at a community hapuri level, right across the board, Dale. It was absolutely fantastic.
I'm so pleased that to hear you talk like that, Tauranga. And yeah, I understand you've been to hundreds of hui over the years. I'm pleased that you touched on Mike Smith. I speak with Mike fairly regularly, but I didn't know that he was such a dynamic sort of keynote speaker. What was it about his delivery, the message that he was sharing, that resonated so strongly for you to suggest he's one of the best speakers at a hui that you can recall in recent times?
Oh, Dale, it was just, you know, his ahua, his mana, his, and what he stands for in terms of, you know, not accepting the status quo. And really, you know, the kōrero that he gave yesterday was just absolutely outstanding. And, you know, not ceding to the government or departments or anyone else, but true tino rangatiratanga in terms of mana mutohake, in terms of our environment. And it really inspired everyone. And that was the great thing about the conference, Dale. Mike was, you know, he was outstanding to open our address yesterday. But more importantly is, you know, everybody, it resonated with everybody in the projects that we're doing. We've had Ricky Paratau from way down the deep south talking about the kanakana, which is a tupuna or cousin to our tuna, and the, you know, the challenges that they've been through all the way to our tuna and the Waikato. You know, I've spoken about that, koi carp, you know, restoration of wetlands, you know, kereru and pika pika in the bush and how he maintains it. And there was another Ngāti Maru from Taranaki spoke about, you know, their rohe and all the raukumuras from the east coast to whānau Apanui. Man, there were so many cool projects, but really highlighting what we can do as mana whenua, as hapu, as iwi, as hapori in those regions, and really supporting our people. But, you know, Mike really encapsulated that, and he had everybody spellbound. So if anybody's looking for a keynote speaker, well worth the value of getting Mike Smith to come along, because, you know, I go to a lot of dinners, I do a lot of speaking, Dale, but he's one of the best that I've ever seen, and so inspiring and motivating. And for a lot of our, we had a lot of rangatahi there yesterday, the last couple of days, who were sponsored from Ngāpui, from down Te Whānau Apanui, from down Naitahu. It was a whole lot of different rangatahi, and they were inspired and motivated, and that's the key outcome for us, is our rangatahi going away with some support, with some inspiration, but more importantly, some action in what they're actually going to do.
Well, tēnā koe, I'm pleased. And I'm thinking of a hui right now that might be the absolute right man to speak at. I had your name penciled in too, so don't be surprised at an approach fairly soon.
But no worries, Dale. Happy to help out, mate. You know me, always a champion of the Te Taiao and the stuff, and that was my spot. I talked about the transition from rugby league into Taiao warrior or championing Taiao, but you know, the ringaraupa, the kairangahau, the kaitiaki, because there's a lot of us out there doing mahi that doesn't get the acknowledgement or the recognition. But we do it anyway, Dale, because we know as Māori, our connection, you know, back to our whenua, to our wai, to our moana, to our rotos, you know, that's the important thing. And you know, I think the important thing for us, and at the conference, it was absolutely amazing because there was a really great connection. And everybody there who stood up and spoke talked about this is the best conference they've been to. So, you know, to have that recognition, and I really want to acknowledge our board from Tangaora, Tangaora Tuia Te Ora, you know, in terms of the vision, the leadership, and more importantly, the action pieces out of that, because that's the key thing for us. We just didn't want to be another conference and everyone felt good and talked a lot but did nothing. So that's the impact. You know, the impact is what happens when you get back, what are you going to do differently, and how are you going to do that. And that's where Tangaoro Tuia Te Ora, Endangered Species Foundation, we can lobby, we can advocate, we can support, we can seek funding. We are that advocacy plus that support network to whakamana our people in the regions and what they're actually doing.
Tēnā koe. Hats off. I know that I can sense your personal commitment to the wetland restoration close to your own marae. And so the challenge is for us to go back to our communities and think, well, how can we move forward? Yes, we can apply for some governmental pūtea to assist with programs, but really it comes down to using your hands and your head, doesn't it? And you're getting your hands in the soil or whatever it might be. Community action with support from government, but not waiting to get the government support before the community action. So people going away inspired, and that's exactly what a conference or hui should be aiming to achieve. Now, the issues discussed over the last couple of days included our freshwater crisis, our marine and coastal lives, our habitat restoration, and of course, Māori leadership at a political time when the latter has been somewhat compromised also dismissed too by this coalition government. How did this sit when we look at the Endangered Species Trust, the ongoing work, Tawira, and where does Māori leadership fit into this?
That's a very good question, Dale, and that was brought up at our conference over the last couple of days. We had the enrollment aunties. We had our aunties there who were enrolling people, and the key statistic that they talked about, because we know this is very important, Dale. So we had a slogan by Norman Hill, one of our MC for the 2 days, be a goat, go and vote. You know, that was our cat slogan for the last couple of the 2 days, because we know that for statistic-wise, 18 to 24-year-olds, notoriously 70% of them don't vote. So we were encouraging everybody at the conference to take some voting packs away, go to your community, go to your sports club, go to your marae, go to your, if you haven't got rangatahi voting, because those are the ones that need to really start to look at how we can vote. And you're exactly right around, if you're not happy with it, yeah, we can have a voice. If you don't go and vote, then you're not going to be the goat, which is the greatest of all time. So we really emphasise that. But one of the key things, as you spoke, Dale, around some of the legislation, what's happening with the coalition government, the impact that they're having, some of the legislation that they're trying to pass is absolutely, you know, astounding when they should be focusing on, you know, growing the economy. Leave everything, because we've battled for years and years as mana whenua, as hapu, as iwi, as Māori, there's been a whole lot of things that have been put in place, and now they're trying to unwind that. You know, seabed mining, you know, sand mining, there's a whole lot of different things. And, you know, the quality of the speakers that we had were absolutely fantastic. But being able to vote and influence our rangatahi to get out there and vote to make a difference for our te tai ao was one of the key drivers of our conference also.
Well, tēnā koe. Obviously, there are many endangered species, and so we were looking at habitat restoration, both coastal and freshwater crises. But really, I guess the aim of a hui is to inspire. And if that was the goal, it seems that that was well achieved as everyone, you know, returned to their corners, each inspired somewhat to advance the causes of the te ao, including endangered species. What's planned next then? And how do you gauge what occurs off the back of this uplift, I guess, a collective uplift that really was the hallmark of the hui midweek, Tawara?
Yeah, well, the key thing about that is having follow-up, Dale. Just like, you know, anything, any goal, any vision, any aspiration that you have, you must have follow-up. So part of the Tangaro Tuia Te Oras, or the endangered species, we made some commitments to actually follow up with all the people that were at the conference. How can we support you? What are you going to do? What do we need? So it's really within the next couple of months is really touching base with those people. How are they tracking? So as a result of that conference, it was really about trying to support these people and what we can do, because that's the action part, you know, because you're exactly right, Dale. We can't wait for the government. We can't wait for funding. If you've got a project, if you're wanting to do something in your community, in your hapuri, in your hapu, in your iwi, in your region, don't sit there and say, oh, we need the funding. Get out there and start doing it. The mere fact that you start to do something and actioning something will start to get that community support and the drive, and things will come naturally to you. So we know that, and we talked about it at our conference. We had an outstanding speaker, Michaela Inslee from down Te Whanau Apanui, who spoke about Modi, Dale. You know, Modi. The essence of Modi and how it, you know, for us as Māori, is the life force for us. It was an amazing, another amazing speaker. You know, someone that talked about how we can influence our Modi and how that transcends from, you know, Te Tai Ao to our whakapapa, to our spiritualness, and how that all connects together and the connection around that Modi. And the Modi, she did an exercise where we had some, we got some mountain tree cabbage plants that she bought from Te Whanau Apanui, and then we weaved a big rope where everyone was weaving their Māori into this rope. So one of the cool exercises that we did, mountain te kaukua, mountain cabbage that she bought, and that was an absolutely fantastic exercise that we weaved every table. Weaved this big rope, and we weaved our Māori into that rope that was passed around through the whole 2 days. And that was an outstanding. So we know what Māori is for us as Māori, and the life force, the spiritual force, the whakapapa, the connection. So once again, outstanding conference with some outstanding speakers.
Fantastic. Thanks so much for joining us on the fly as well. Tawara, pleased it went as well as it did. And we had a nice conversation too with Norm a couple of days ago, so great to have a review from you. Tawara Niko is the co-chair of the Endangered Species Foundation of New Zealand. And as always, at Te Rangatira, an absolute pleasure. Thanks so much, Steve, for joining us.
You're welcome, Dale. Mihi atu kākoe. And up the wild,
yes,
Dale.
Brother.
Go the wild. This is the year, brother.
Okay, mate. We're all going all the way in 26. Tawara Niko with us. Thanks, Steve.